This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Crude oil prices have dropped slightly but remain high after Saudi Arabia agreed to increase production. The Saudis acted this week after meeting with officials from the United States, where gasoline remains at over $2 a gallon. But the high price of oil is more than just a matter of supply and demand. We'll start our coverage with NPR's Scott Horsley.
If you drill down below the surface of crude oil's $40-plus price tag, you find various explanations. The most obvious one is a surging global economy. Jim Burkhart, who directs oil market analysis for Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says economic growth, especially in the U.S. and China, has fueled a big thirst for crude oil.
The most important component of $40 oil is the exceptional demand growth that we're experiencing. Demand growth this year is likely to increase at double the rate that we saw over the previous 6 years.
But experts say that growing demand by itself would only raise oil prices to $30, maybe $32 a barrel. Charlie Ober, who tracks oil as head of the New Era Fund at T. Rowe Price, blames the balance on a sort of global nervousness. Instead of getting new oil from stable countries like the United Kingdom, Norway, or Canada, he says prospectors now go looking in places like Kazakhstan, Angola, and the Middle East.
The world is becoming increasingly reliant on oil supplies from areas with more difficult political frameworks and often involving unrest, as we saw in Venezuela or Nigeria. The Middle East has become more of a hotbed than it was as well. So all in all, there's a big geopolitical premium now, and it's probably somewhere around $10 or $12 a barrel.
Commodities analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago insists some of that premium reflects actual security costs, such as higher salaries paid to oil workers in Iraq or higher insurance premiums on oil shipments through the Persian Gulf.
The thing that I keep wanting to remind people that the risk premium is a real cost. It's not some, you know, magic number that speculators just push into the price of oil. There's a real risk to doing business in this environment, and it does add to the cost.
But OPEC and others insist that speculators trading oil futures are partly responsible for today's high price. Commodities regulators acknowledge an increase in speculative trading since the beginning of the year, but it's hard to say whether that's a cause of higher oil prices or merely an effect. Larry Goldstein, who heads the Petroleum Industry Research Foundation, adds there's nothing new about speculative hedge funds playing at the edges of the oil market. What is new this year, says Goldstein, is the role of wealthy individuals who've been buying billions of dollars worth of commodities index funds, which include oil. Just as growing investment in mutual funds in the late 90s helped pump up stock prices, Goldstein says passive commodity fund investors have inadvertently pumped up oil prices by as much as $5 a barrel.
These are not oil specialists. They're not buying oil per se. They're buying global economic recovery and a recovery led by Asia and China, which has been the physical stimulus for this growth in commodity prices.
Given the uncertainty of oil supplies, you might think those who depend on oil would want to stockpile. But except for the federal government's growing strategic reserve, U.S. stockpiles of oil and petroleum products have stayed well below average. T. Rowe Price's Ober says that merely adds to the uncertainty. And it's not likely to change soon, so long as oil users keep their fingers crossed, hoping prices will eventually fall.
There's no incentive for anybody to hold inventory. So consequently, inventories stay fairly lean. And so that is also a self-perpetuating phenomenon.
What would it take to bring oil prices down again? A drop in demand or stability in the Middle East would help, though neither seems likely in the near term. Short of that, the U.S. will have to rely on stepped-up production from the only country with oil to spare, Saudi Arabia. Scott Horsley, NPR News.